This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Campaigning for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections has hit a pinnacle as only a day is left for canvassing to end. In this phase, voting will be held on Saturday in 57 parliamentary constituencies spread over 7 states and the Union Territory of Chandigarh. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Simultaneously, 42 SMD seats in Odisha will also go to polls. Top leaders of all political parties are holding multiple rallies despite adverse weather in several states. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed rallies in West Bengal and Odisha. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a public meeting at Balasore in Odisha. In Bihar, senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh held public meetings in Bikramganj, Aurangabad and Buxar today. In Uttar Pradesh, senior BJP leader Amit Shah had a hectic day in state with 4 rallies and a roadshow. He addressed rallies in Maharajganj and Robertsganj. In the evening, Amit Shah held a roadshow in Ghazipur. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressed a political rally in Kushinagar. He later campaigned in Devariya and held a mega roadshow in Gorakhpur. Leader of Rashtriya Shoshit Samaj Party and former minister Swami Prasad Maurya also campaigned in Kushinagar. Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav campaigned for the party candidate in Dudhi Assembly constituency, where by-polls will be held in the final phase of elections. He also addressed rallies in Robertsganj and Mirzapur Lok Sabha constituencies. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed election rallies in Ludhiana and Patiala in Punjab today. In Himachal Pradesh, Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi also addressed a public meeting in Kullu. Senior BJP leader Nitin Gadkari addressed a rally in Hamirpur parliamentary constituency. Leading rating agency S&P Global has revised India's outlook on economy to the positive from the earlier stable. The upgradation comes in the wake of robust growth, improved quality of public spending in the last 5 years. The agency said the positive outlook reflects its view that continued policy stability, deepening economic reforms, and high infrastructure investment will sustain long-term growth prospects. The agency, however, retained the sovereign rating at BBB-, citing fiscal setting vulnerabilities. SBI's Economic Research Unit's EcoRap said in a note that India's economy is set to grow by 7.4% in the fourth quarter of the current fiscal. The research unit of the public sector bank says that the GDP of the financial year 24 is likely to touch 8%. The report, released yesterday, is also in line with the RBI's estimates for the fourth quarter. The government will announce the GDP estimates for the fourth quarter and the fiscal year on Friday. Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO successfully flight-tested air-to-surface missile Rudra-M2 from Sukhoi 30 MKI platform of the Indian Air Force in Odisha today. The Defence Ministry said flight test met all the trial objectives. Rudra-M2 is an indigenously developed, solid-propelled air-launched missile system. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated the DRDO, the IAF and the industry on the successful test flight of Rudra-M2. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast that heat wave to severe heat wave conditions prevailing over northwest and central India are likely to reduce from tomorrow. The weather agency informed that the southwesterly winds are flowing in from Arabian Sea to north-central India, which is helping in bringing down the temperature. Meanwhile, people in Delhi received some respite from the scorching heat as the city received light rain in the evening. The weather department also forecasts that conditions continue to become favorable for the onset of southwest monsoon over Kerala and its advance over some parts of northeastern states in the next 2 to 3 days. The test papers of chemistry, biology, English and general test for the Common Unit University Entrance Test CUET-UG were conducted today in centres across Delhi, Faridabad, Gurugram, Noida and Ghaziabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.